Hi there. It is Monday, April 22nd, approximately 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Sarasota, Florida. And I'm going to go right into my second blog, audio blog post. And I'm going to pick up actually right where I left off with talking about teamwork and leadership, and specifically how I learned a tremendous amount from the rewatching of the West Wing series, Aaron Sorkin's creation that ran for 7 seasons in the early 2000s. I was just in awe of, again, watching this specifically with that intent, specifically studying the way that Jed Bartlett interacted with the team, with other dignitaries, especially and even in the flashbacks, you know, when Leo first decides he's gonna, you know, convince him to run for president, all of the dynamics, and being in such admiration of, they all know that they're brilliant, right? I mean, they're in a very limited realm of intelligence. I mean, they represent a very small percentage of the human population, and that's just a fact. It's not elitist. It's just a fact. So to observe people of that magnitude of intelligence, and then their interactions with one another, and what I couldn't help but notice was that when push really came to shove, right? And it didn't happen very often. It wasn't portrayed very often in this particular administration. But when it did, man, they would come out behind their label, right? Behind their position. They always had that position to fall back on if necessary. And what do I mean by fall back on? Well, what I observed in this fictitious administration was the following: that they had a very real maturity and honesty about their own strengths and weaknesses, and about the reality of what it took for each of them to get to where they were and to do the work, you know, the job, the responsibilities, and to do the work that they were hired into the administration to do and responsible to do. It was depicted more often than not, and in fact, I'd say probably over 95% of the time, you saw the interrelations between Toby, CJ, Sam, Leo, the president, who am I missing? Missing Bradley Whitford's character, and I love him, Josh. When you would see them interact with one another, I can seriously think I can count on one hand, maybe two, the times they'd have to pull rank. Okay, when Toby would pull rank over CJ, or the president would make a comment to Leo or to Toby a couple times that I remember right offhand, you know, and Josh talking to Sam at one point about just, again, their various intellects and the ability that intellect, how that, what role that plays in their ability to do their job. So they all know that they're bright. But it was very interesting for me to watch, again, more of an idealistic portrayal of a team where they were mature enough to know that most of the time they did not have to pull rank. Okay? They didn't have to pull rank. Now, see, contrast that to what I have experienced. It's not even what I believe. I mean, I believe it, but that's just my own belief. I'm not trying to convince anybody to believe the same thing. But what my experience has been with teams in the work world has been so far from what an actual team is that, to be honest with you, I've never had a team experience save with my athletics that comes even close. And I would say that the things that I know and that I can't wait to be a part of that I think come close to that are putting together productions. Films and theater and creative and bands and music. When you create artistically, and I am beginning to see that my athletics was a hell of a lot more artistic than I was given credit for, and what society was giving the experience credit for. There is a beautiful, beautiful, genuine energy when a team is trying to do something together and achieve a goal, like with everybody. And again, sometimes people don't accept their roles on teams in the best of ways because it can be really tough, right? It's tough sometimes if you focus on it to not be a starter, to not be a star. Those, you know, and I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent, but I'm going to come back to one of the greatest people that has ever modeled the greatest aspect of teamwork. And I won't use her real name, but she was one of two seniors on my high school basketball team, my sophomore year. And that was the year that we made it to the Final Four. I mean, as the starting point guard, I led my team as a sophomore to the Final Four. And we should have flipping won. I mean, we could have won, man. But and to this day, again, see, nothing in my life has compared to those efforts. And I wanted more than anything to win a state championship in soccer or basketball, the two sports that were my focus. In any case, back to teammates. This player, she was a bench player. She was a senior, only one of two, but she was a bench player, and she barely got into any games. She was one of the greatest leaders, along with her cohort that year. Both of those seniors together were two of the greatest examples of leadership under one of the best coaches in the freaking world, I'll say. It was amazing. But what made this particular girl more influential on my life was because she didn't play. And from my perspective as a starter and someone that loved playing and just, you know, wanted to play all the time and loved that I got to do that so often, I couldn't imagine being in that role, right? And so I was fascinated, and I never spoke to her directly about this. I think I sent her a Facebook message when I first became friends with her, telling her this, because it has never left my mind. She taught me that when everybody knows their role and accepts their role, which we had on that team, I dare say to almost 100% that year, look at what you can accomplish. Because we didn't have any 25-point, senior leader. None of us average. I mean, we were a team. We were always the epitome of a team. And everything in my life since that experience has paled. And now that I've come to such a greater level of understanding of energy, and as a result of my, whatever you call it, my transition, my transformation, my spiritual awakening, I don't care what you want to label it. I'm an absolutely changed person in the sense of what's underlying my life and my actions and what's motivating me and inspiring me and my beliefs. I'm still the same person, but I'm combining all of who I am in a totally different way. And the results have been nothing short of miraculous. And so me not being a very patient person, it's coming. I'm working on it. Me always having all these interests, never being able to find focus. Me having all this energy and this overabundance of love, and to discover that the missing component was love for myself. And now I've got so much, I don't even know, I'm struggling with getting it all out, right? And I know that I'm assembling some sort of team right now. And I know it's all coming clear just this past week. And so I'm not quite sure how it's going to unfold, whether it's going to be all audio posts, whether I'll be writing as well. I mean, that's the beauty of what I've been doing. People may not believe me, but I'm not kidding when I say I never know what the next day brings. I have purposely planned that little in my life, and it's insane all the beauty that has transpired. So it's now time to begin to tell all of this. And it absolutely is coming down to the recruitment of a team. And it's not a team that's going to be limited to the number of people that can play. And you're going to be able to play at a lot of different levels, beginning with just being a spectator. Man, if I can basically be entertaining enough or make an ass of myself enough to entice you to come back once a week, ideally, amazingly, once a day, I will be thrilled. If I can get you to support me in other ways in the very near future, I'd be even happier. But for now, no, I am absolutely assembling a team. And it's going to be a team that has as its mission the most amazing, beautiful, fun, enjoyable thing in the world. as its goal. So stay tuned for more tomorrow. Thanks. Have a great night. Bye.